On the back page of the New York Tabloids today, they were displaying this like this was a star player joining the Nets. And Blake just isn't a star player anymore, but he understands that.
But I'm looking at Mikal Bridges. I'm looking at Sarics. I'm looking at the rest of these cats, even a Jay Crowder and all of these boys. And I'm just saying to myself, excuse me, the Phoenix Suns are coming. Best record in the NBA since late January.
A $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. It's what President Biden asked for coming into office. It's his 50th day as president. He got it. This is obviously a major win for him. The scope and scale of the legislation, I think, is really huge. And maybe a lot of us haven't even kind of wrapped our arms around how big it really is.
What's up, guys? Technical Foul Podcast. It's your boy, FD. Miles is here, too. All-Star break just ended. Second half of the season is coming up. A lot of teams are in the brink of making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? You got the 7 to 10 seeds that are probably going to be playing in play-in matches, I think. Am I right, Miles?
Yes, sir. They're going to have a play-in seed for the 7 through 10 seeds. So in lieu of having a shorter schedule, we're going to get a little bit of extra competitive action near the end of the season. I'm looking forward to most of the Western Conference play-in matchups. Yeah. It's going to be real exciting.
Yeah. So who you got? Who do you think? Who do you think is going to come out?
Well, considering if the playoffs were to start today, in the West, it would be San Antonio, Dallas, Golden State, and Memphis. And might I add, San Antonio and Memphis, bro, they have two of the toughest schedules in the second half of the season. Yep. Both of those teams, they have like 40 games. Like, I want to say 40 games in the next 68 days, bro.
40?
Yeah. Yes. And they're the only two teams without any two-day breaks. They have like 11 back-to-backs. Peace.
You're giving me great fantasy basketball ideas right now because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But those guys playing 40 games in the next almost 70 days, you said? That's a lot. That's a lot during these tough times. You know what I'm saying? But
That's unheard of. It's unprecedented.
It is.
Yeah, so the next 10 weeks are going to be real tough for both of those teams. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying with the Spurs situation right now, as we heard, LaMarcus and Greg and the organization mutually parted ways. So how do you think that's going to affect them during this play-in tournament?
Well, considering the direction of the team, I don't think it's going to hurt them too bad. Just because, you know, LaMarcus hasn't really been part of the lineup that often. So honestly, I don't think it's going to hurt them. If anything, with the way the team is moving, they're going towards the youth and trying to build up the next generation. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's going to hurt them too bad. However, for LaMarcus, I don't know, bro, because he's talking about going back to Portland, and Portland pretty much has their team established with their team chemistry. They're playing balls to the wall and fighting to keep their seeding. So I don't know what's going to happen for him, but as far as the Spurs organization, they'll be fine.
And CJ, I would say, CJ's also coming back soon, hopefully.
Yeah. So I don't know where you put LaMarcus. They got Cantor. They've got Mello. They got plenty of big. Yeah, yeah. They got Mello. They've been playing well.
I mean, let's since we're on the topic of LaMarcus and the Spurs and him possibly making that reunion, he's not the same player he used to be. Would you rather see him come off the bench when Yusuf comes back healthy?
Yeah, I'd rather have Nurkic start and have him come off the bench. He'd be a valuable piece in the playoffs just because he's got that experience. But as far as him being a starting role and retaking his role as that, that de facto player, it's not going to happen because they've already got that core, that nucleus established already. They don't need him. But it would be a luxury to have him, you know, alongside, like, say if something does happen with Cantor, you know, it'd be a nice little backup, but he's not as mobile. He's kind of stiff. And then he had that thing where they said, like, he has, like, no cartilage in his knees or something like that. Like that.
He's done.
Honestly, I'm surprised he's still playing.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like, I was watching him play a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, bro, like, this guy is no different from no offense to Channing Frye, but he's no different from Channing Frye. Like
right now,
like right now,
retirement.
Yeah, like literally right now, bro. So you like, I mean, It is crazy, but he's not that. I know the Lakers have been in talks, and I know that you're probably like totally against that. I want to hear what you think.
Yeah,
about
dude.
That.
Yeah, man. Because if we're gonna go for a big, I'd rather just go for an athletic big like we had last year when we had like JaVale McGee and Dwight Howard. We had those two men that were able to like, you know, get off the block quick and guard and have good interior defense. And I think the player for us in that regard that's available is going to be Andre Drummond. So, yeah. Yeah, as boneheaded as I know, man, because as boneheaded as plays he makes sometimes, he is, keep in mind, he's still a former All-Star. He used to be Mr. Double-Double. He was that dude back in the day, but now he's trying to find his footing. He's still a good player.
Yeah,
he just doesn't have the right situation, and the coaches, you know, the systems he's been is not utilizing the way he should be utilized. So him not being the focal point of the offense, too, I think would also work well for him, because you're going to have teams that are not going to be trying to double him in the paint. They're going to be looking at him as, you know, he's just going to be just a jag, if you ever heard of that, just a guy. He's not going to be the focal point. It's going to be LeBron and AD. You put him in there, I'd like to see him in there versus Marc Gasol.
Well, Mark, I thought y'all were letting Mark go.
We're probably going to end up parting ways with him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just more cap room for us.
All right. Okay. So, like, you guys are clearly looking for a big, especially with AD situation. Me personally, I'm gonna retract back to the second half of the season. And before I talk about that second half of the season, I wanna let everyone watching and listening know that I was correct about the Phoenix Suns. Okay.
Hey, you called it.
Yup. What did you say about me though?
As it hurts me to say, I gotta give you credit.
I said that they were gonna be a top five team in the NBA, and you guys just sat there laughing your bums off, you know. I get it. I've these up some crazy stuff, but like, bro, I've been correct so far. Utah's holding that number one seed.
Yeah, they sure are.
Phoenix is moving on to bigger and better things, you know. And
25-12 for the second seed. If you would have said that at the beginning of the season, I would have looked at you like you were crazy.
And you guys did. You guys said, yo, you're crazy for even thinking they're going to be a top five team. Like, so, like, shout out to Phoenix. I want to give them a big, big shout out, you know. But I heard Andre and Phoenix may make that, you know what I'm saying? And think about Phoenix bringing in Andre. Like, what would you think about that?
They already have Ayton, so I don't think it's necessary. I'm not going to sit up here act like I know their full roster, because they very well could pull people from, like, the G League and all that. But from as they're currently constructed, you know, you know who their best defender is on that team? Mikal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Mikal Bridges is their go-to defensive player, guarding every team's best player every night.
Yep.
And if they were to bring in another athletic player, but on the interior, and they had Drummond, so that being Drummond, there will be a lot. It will take the load off of Ayton, and
they
it'll honestly make them a deeper team.
They definitely.
But I don't want that to happen. I don't need that happening.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
They're going to be the scariest team in the NBA once playoff comes. After this, like, All-Star break already ended, you know what I'm saying? But, like, this second half of the season, I think Phoenix.
They're a force.
Yep,
they're a force, but I would say just because of how they've proved themselves and the chip on their shoulder, especially, no thanks to the officiating, I would still give it to Utah, because they got three All-Stars. One tentative All-Star, two definite All-Stars.
Which is very questionable. I mean, he did deserve it. There was many years
where
he got passed up on that.
Definitely. I'm not hating, but you gonna give it to him over DeMar.
Yep, De'Aaron.
You could even say De'Aaron Fox, bro. Yeah. Buddy Hield.
Oh, Buddy Hield. Maybe I don't know about Buddy Hield, man.
I don't know, bro.
I mean, this is my thing. This is my thing. If you were gonna give it to Mike Conley, I don't think no NBA fan would want to see Mike Conley. Might as well just give it to someone that the fans actually like a Melo, you know.
That part, if you're gonna give it to somebody off of nostalgia, then give it to Melo because he ain't been there in a minute, and he's been playing balls. He's been playing lights out.
Right? Yeah, I mean, so far, yeah.
You gonna give it to a non perennial star player? Like, hell, give it to somebody for nostalgia, like they did when they had Dirk and D Wade on the All Star team. Because I don't know how much time Melo got left.
I think he's got a good 2-3 years left in him.
I don't know, bro. Every time he goes to the bench, he got ice and everything. All that icy hot gold bond, everything wrapped up on his head.
Nah, but let's stick to this second half of the season. Scariest team from both sides that you are gonna who do you think is gonna make a big run?
Well,
on the east and on the west.
Well, I already mentioned Utah being one of those
Utah's been making their runs, though. So,
but I'm also a little nervous when it comes to Dallas because they're starting to play well. And I knew they were going to start doing that once they started getting their footing and they got their healthy, fully healthy roster. Yeah, just like you said, Porzingis. Hey, man, I saw him. Who were they playing? They I can't remember who the opponent was, but this man's jumper looks so wet. I'm a little nervous for the playoff matchup if we happen to play against them, because I honestly don't know if I'm not saying AD can't keep up with him, but I don't know if he's going to be able to sustain that somebody else that has that kind of size just like him that could shoot over him, which is crazy if you think about. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a matchup. This will be a nice little battle to watch, but mm-hmm. that's who I'm most nervous about on the West. Take it over to the East. I'm going to say Miami, bro.
Thank you.
So you agree with me then?
I agree Miami with you. Because also, go ahead.
Poop. Terrible. Both of those teams I just mentioned, poop, terrible at the beginning of the year.
And they turned it up a notch. And I feel like a lot of that has
all the way up.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of that has to do with Miami and as you mentioned, Dallas going through like injury battles and all that. Mm-hmm. A lot mm-hmm. of that has to do with these guys coming back and getting that rest. As you said, you remember mm-hmm. Jimmy was like, I'm not going to the All-Star game if my guys not coming, you know? So like these guys needed the rest, and I feel like it's just the way they ended the first half and it's correlating onto the second half. It's going to be scary, bro. So I agree with you on the Miami part.
Yeah, they got an opportunity to get some real actual rest. And I think that's going to be huge for these teams going into the next half. Mm-hmm. I would say a dark horse team that I could put in just because they actually are the sixth seed in the East right now sitting at 19-18. It's the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, wait, New York is fourth, right?
New York's. They're the seventh seed right now. They're 20 and I don't know how that – I don't know what's up with the seeding, but, like, they're 20-19. I guess because they got that extra loss. But Charlotte, their winning percentage is, like, over 500, like 514. Mm-hmm. So, Charlotte, bro, Charlotte has a 60. When's the last time they've been in the playoffs? They were probably the Bobcats last – No,
last time, it was Kemba's low-key MVP season that people don't want to call. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, no, he – it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like three years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Melo for rookie of the year. That's all I'm gonna say. I called it at the season. I thought, and look,
hey, listen,
I knew he was gonna be a hooper, but man, this boy has what 6 threes? Did you see that little pump fake, little smooth turnaround three that he had? Oh man, if you could find the highlight, put it on there.
Bruh,
he's so smooth.
I seen something online. Someone said LaMelo is what we all thought Lonzo was going to be. And I was like, could have
perfect.
Exactly. It's like, bro, like he passes the way he facilitates the ball, the way he breaks, like
bro, it's the way that his team happens to be clicking. You could credit that to them having an upgraded roster this year because they did get Gordon Hayward too, but everybody's clicking and everybody's playing well, and now they're a playoff seed. So you could definitely credit that to him.
Don't even get me started with Gordon. I am so upset. Like,
I know there's salt in the wound because he didn't do nothing for y'all. But hey, you guys got a playoff spot. You guys are a fifth seed.
Yeah,
you sit right above them though.
We barely making it. Like, it's just sad, bro. Like, if we have to, I feel like the way that the Celtics have been playing, it's like, if this continues, we may have to be in that playing tournament.
If y'all keep sliding, well,
yeah. If Danny doesn't make a move, bro.
Well, hey man, the good thing about that is in the Eastern Conference, barely making it is making it enough. So you guys will be fine unless you have another period where y'all slide again.
You want to? I'm gonna throw this out to you. You want to see how crazy this is?
Pitch it to me.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are 2 games away from making it to the play-in tournament. They're games behind.
You're right. They're the 12th seed. What are they, like 24? Oh, Jesus. 14, 23.
They're 2 Jeez. Games behind. And Kevin Love just came back.
Hot.
You know, so like.
Oh, yeah, he's playing. That's right. Yeah.
And whatever they do with Andre Drummond, we'll see. But I think
because they have too many bigs.
Yeah, I think the Bulls are going to squeeze into that 10th seed, and you know,
over Toronto.
No, I think Toronto's going to keep winning. I think Toronto's going to possibly be like,
so
they're going to crack a 7 seed.
New York, Atlanta, Indiana, Toronto. Who does Chicago replace?
Oh, definitely Atlanta, bro.
Atlanta. They're currently sitting at the 8th seed at 18-20.
If it was between all those, I would have to say Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, Chicago's bro. Chicago's got Laurie back. Zach is playing out of his mind. Wendell Carter is back healthy. So it's like we'll see with the Eastern Conference. I mean, the Western Conference, I don't know, but what do you think?
Well, with the East, that would be interesting to see if Atlanta did drop out. I think they might end up holding in, and Chicago replaces Toronto. I do think that might happen just because I think they're about to make moves and they're going to get
I think Toronto's going to take over the Atlanta spot, and you know what I'm saying? Chicago possibly move up to that 10th seed. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I hear you, but I think it's a possible if they don't make this happen that they could end up getting Kyle Lowry out of there. I think it's possible. Just because he is aging and he's got a pretty big contract and they can use the cap room. But moving on to the West for that play-in seed, like I said earlier, it would be San Antonio, Dallas, Golden State, Memphis at 4 to start today. They got the Pelicans and the Thunder on those 11 and 12 seeds. I think it's possible that New Orleans, we might see another thing like last year when New Orleans and Memphis end up going at it. We could see them potentially playing those playing spots. But I think the two teams that emerge from the play-in tournament would end up being Dallas and Golden State. Because if Dallas doesn't move up, then I don't know but I don't even know who they would replace out of Denver, Portland, and the Clippers for those last 3 seeds. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely say Dallas is going to end up for sure advancing, and Golden State just because they have that light skin assassin down there. So I don't see them losing to Memphis or San Antonio, however you flip it, or New Orleans for that matter.
Yeah, I feel you. Let's move on to the next topic.
Yes, sir.
Big, I guess you could say, big news in Brooklyn. I don't even have to introduce it to all y'all. I'm going to go ahead and let Miles give me his thoughts on Mr. Blake Griffin.
You can go ahead and insert the crying face, Jordan, meme on my face right here, because that, man. I texted up D and Johannes when it happened, too. I was sending expletives the whole time because I was so upset. I told them I'm gonna go find out where Mr. Adam Silver lives, knock on his door, and have a conversation with him as to why this happened but we couldn't have CP3 on my Lakers back when Kobe was running the league and vetoed the whole process. I need to know.
You got to go. You know what I'm saying? You got to go talk to David Stern. But he, rest in peace. I mean, but like.
Yeah, rest his soul.
You can't blame that on Allen.
I can't, but I need to grieve. I need to rant. I need to talk to somebody about why this happened, because they're going to have way more firepower now. It's going to be interesting to see how the chemistry works, but now just think about that. Their bench is going to have Blake Griffin if he doesn't start.
He's not going to start. No way.
They'll probably put in, just think about that. They have depth already. They already have depth. They have Luau Cabral, who's been playing balls to the wall, and then they have James Harden.
And Bruce,
James Harden playing with the second unit, and Bruce Bowen, correct?
Bruce Brown.
You're right.
And then they got that young big guy, Claxton, who's been
Claxton
producing. You know, so like their squad is set. I think they got the. With that addition, I think Steve Nash is a lot more flexible. You know what I'm saying?
Man, he got the best job in the world.
He's like, bro, do I really even have to coach at this point? You know, like.
You don't, because they're literally the 2018 Warriors reincarnate. They're not going to even need coaching, bro. They become fully healthy and get their chemistry back. Because mind you, they're playing, they're beating teams, but they're not often. It's few and far in between where they're blowing teams out right now.
Facts.
When they get that chemistry clicking and they get fully healthy, yeah, man, I'm going to just go ahead and start placing my wages in the playoffs now. And, yeah, bro, I'm going all in on Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Listen, man, with that trade, you think it's going to, you know, it plays like an effect where – It changes a lot of general managers, you know, yeah. their plans mm-hmm. they had on the squads. So like with that trade going through and March 25th trade deadline coming up, what players do you think are gonna move to what teams?
Well, we follow a league of parity. So I think the way everything's gonna set off, I'm just gonna name off two teams, okay? Two teams that we both love near and dear to our hearts. The Lakers, I think, like I said, we need to go for that Drummond piece. We could package that with Matthews, and I would say a young piece like Devontae Kaycock, somebody that we're, you know, not necessarily need to be loyal to, just, you know, for chemistry purposes, but, you know, the business, it's a business at the end of the day, so we could even say KCP instead of Matthews. I need that package to happen for Drummond, just because, like I said, we got to be able to match up. If it comes down to it in the finals, we end up having to face the Nets. We're going to have to be able to face or be able to match up with Jordan, have that big. And, you know, we're going to have to figure out how we match up with the rest of those cats on offense. Because think of this lineup. Let me pitch this to you, D. Mm-hmm. Kyrie, Harden, KD, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan all on the court at the same time.
The thing is, as scary as that sounds, that's what I'm saying. As scary as it sounds on the paper, it looks good on paper. Bro, teams turn it up like 10 notches in the playoffs. So like anything could happen. And I don't think highly of Blake Griffin anymore, just because his knees are so fragile now, maybe even more fragile than LaMarcus Aldridge's, you know, so.
True.
Like.
True. I definitely agree. But I think being that competitive player, because he is he's a competitive player.
Yeah, he wants to win now. Yeah.
Like, so, and that was the whole motive for going there. I think that he'll find his way and that lineup ends up happening. I'm calling it now. Put it on wax.
Put it on wax.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you think you've said it multiple times on this episode. You've said it in the past. Mm-hmm. Bigs is what you guys are lacking out there in LA.
Athletic and, bigs.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the bigs that are available right now, GMs should take advantage of, but like as Many of us mentioned, you know what I'm saying, in this podcast, the game has changed. Stretch four is a thing now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want a stretch four who could, like every team, not just the Lakers or the Celtics. I'm talking every team. So I feel like it's going to be a while till we hear, like, literally the last hour of that trade.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so it always goes down like that. You know, mm-hmm. that
it's goes coming down up. At it's the last up. Hour. It's coming up. Mm-hmm. What is it? It's March 13th today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, today's the 14th. Mm-hmm. So got some time left. But the next team that I would touch on, you know, being the homers that we are, would be y'all team. Where do you feel like you guys need depth? Because there's a lot of holes to fill with y'all.
Okay, can I be brutally honest with you, bro?
Go ahead, man.
I'm glad Marcus is back. You know what I'm saying? But this is my perspective of the Celtics. If Brad Stevens continues to play Rob Williams the way he's playing Rob Williams right now, I don't think we need to fill that gap where I guess me and a bunch of other people, you know, said we need a big. I guess that's out of the equation now. I think having that stretch four or like a guy like Jeremy Grant, you know, I think that's ideal right now. But as the NBA season, anything could happen. And you don't want to make a move where it's like, bro, like, that Kyrie just screwed up everything for the Celtics. You feel
sure
me?
Sure did.
So
that was a long-term plan for y'all, so yeah, definitely screwed a lot of things up for you guys.
So, like, it's a waiting game now, you feel me? It's like the Hunger Games. It's like the Hunger Games for Boston fans. But we'll see, man. We'll see. I hope we keep playing Rob Williams the way we're playing Rob Williams. But
so you touched time on, tells all. Yeah, true. You touched on saying you guys needed like a stretch four. Let me pitch you this, because there's some rumors going around that you guys were targeting Harrison Barnes for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't mind having
So who would you give up? What kind of package would you give up for that?
I'd give up. I mean, you can't. This is the thing with trades like that. You got to give up a guy like Marcus, which and you know Danny's not going to let that happen. So it's like, it's like the only option you have now is like, I'll give you all these draft picks, semi, and then I'll add either Rob or Tice. And no one wants to see Rob go, like, right now. Nobody wants to see Rob go. So, oh, man, Celtics, man, they're going to give me gray hair by the end of this year. So I don't even want to talk about them, bro. So,
yeah, I had a mock package with Edwards, Williams, and Ojale.
Yeah, Ojale can leave. he can go. I can care less. I can care less.
Yeah.
But all the other guys, man, like Rob and Tice, we need that right now. I mean, as much as I'm not a big fan of Tice. If he has to go, he has to go. You know, but don't let Rob go, bro. That's just my opinion on it. Anyways, I'll let you take the. I'm like done talking NBA.
He's so over it.
I'm over it until March 25th. So, like, bro, like, hold it down and let's go to the foreign culture because we need
it's
that.
Be a long, it's going to be a long 11 days for you, man. But anyways, moving on to the next topic for the culture, one of our favorite sub-segments when we get into anything off-topic, going away from basketball, just to give y'all a little taste of what everything else is going on for today. We have a milestone in this country, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, a year and 2 days ago,
yeah,
we had the news that the NBA will no longer be played at its original format and that they would have to reconvene for a different setup. And then we all went into the infamous quarantine, lockdown, shutdown. And the whole world just stopped. As of today, we have reached a grand total of 75 million adults vaccinated in the continental United States. They talking about everything could open up as soon as May, man. what's the first thing you gonna do when we get back to this, I guess not normal, but a new normal, you know, so when everybody can be at least within, you could hug your family members when we get back to a new normal.
I mean, the first thing I'll do is travel more, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, man. There's a lot, like not being able to play pickup ball. Shoot, dude. Bro.
It's not how we could no more. Now you got to come up to the court with your results and show everybody you got vaccinated.
I heard they're trying to get everything back before the 4th of July, which is going to I think that's going to be a tough task. I mean, with the vaccinations going out, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to, you know, Joe and our governor out here for letting teachers get their vaccine, because they definitely do need it. So,
oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So like big shout out to big shout out to the governor out here. We'll see what time, you know. I don't know, man. It's like it's still an iffy thing. I'm glad everyone's getting this stimmy check. I know people have been checking their bank accounts.
So that reminds me, I need to check mine too. got my stim come tax coming in.
So like, yo, you want to talk about that? What is it? Like seven,
hey, man.
Isn't it like $7,000 for a single mother?
Man, I'll tell you what.
Of
four kids, divide that by 18 years, though. So, you know, yeah, it's great. I'm glad that, you know, people are going to get some relief and help get back on their feet. It's going to boost the economy. It's going to do wonderful things. But
yeah, I hate the people who say the economy's at, bro, the economy's always been trash, first of all. Like,
it's always, we are trillions of dollars in debt.
So like, don't put that blame solely on one person is what, like, that, no, that, that, that no. pisses me off, bro. That pisses
no,
me off.
There's a multitude of variables and factors that go into determining the market. So, you know, I'm just, me personally, most happy that once I get this vaccine, hopefully I can get it this week, actually. I used to work for the county, so I got some connections. But
he got the plug.
I got the hookup. Holla at me. You live in if you in the Inland Empire, come holla at me.
Miles, so anyway. Miles aka the plug.
You did. So most excited for, man, is the minute I get that vaccine, bro, I'm gonna go see my grandmother. I'm gonna go give her a hug, because I ain't been able to do that for like a year. So
good for you, bro. You deserve that.
Thank you, man. I'm looking forward to it. But moving on to the next topic, you know, we got something to celebrate, and now we got something to gripe out. We're just gonna get our little rants off real quick. I'm gonna go. I don't know what you have planned, but I need to say something, bro.
I ain't got no rant. I ain't got no rant.
To everyone watching and listening that is in Southern California, we are not accustomed to all four seasons. I do understand this, guys. But when the weather becomes inclement, you need to slow all the way down when you drive. Rain is slippery. I have seen at least 5 accidents a day on the I-60 getting home from work. I need y'all to calm all the way down. I'm tired. We already have too many people down here. Traffic is an hour apiece just to get somewhere. Accidents don't help. Accidents make things go a lot worse. If you care about people, you know, your loved ones, you should also care that people get to where they gotta go at a timely manner. You know how many times I've been late just because I thought a simple 30-minute drive was going to end up turning into another half an hour, man? I'm sick. I'm so sick of it. And I, you know what thing I noticed, you know, and I knew what it was from the start. Y'all are on y'all phones while y'all driving. Stop doing that. AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile did not spend all that money on them ads just for y'all to keep doing the same old thing. Come on, bro. We should be past that. Y'all smarter than this. We're supposed to be leading by example, and we got the worst traffic.
Hey, I got some advice for you, bro. Get some snow tires, even though you live in Cali.
No, bro. Honestly, I need some chains or something.
What's the weather looking like out there? What, like, you guys had snow?
No, not snow, but it's been, you know, storms. You know, we getting some of that Arctic,
freeze.
You know,
yeah.
it's not super bad, but you go to like the mountain ranges and it gets real, real inclement. But you know, we've been getting, it's 58 degrees and cloudy. It's probably gonna rain.
No, we could use that
sometime this week. I know. Yeah, are y'all snowed in?
Nah, man, we had some beautiful days. We had a 64 degree weather day a couple days ago.
Oh yeah,
it's been high 50s. It's been high 50s. Might as well. You know, I'm enjoying it. So like, but speaking of rants, bro, I was gonna rant about something. You know what? Nah, I'm gonna save it.
Talk to me.
Nah, talk to me.
Talk to me, bro. Don't do that. Nah. The viewers want to know. They're gonna want to know what you're talking about. You can't do that.
Nah, bro. Outro.
You're trolling.
Outro.
All right. Well, with that being said, y'all gonna have to find out and tune in next week to see what this man's talking about.
I'll give it two more chances before I fully, you know, I think you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We probably gonna talk about it after we stop recording.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I have fun. I always have fun. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. If you're listening, appreciate you. Go ahead and give us a follow on whatever streaming platform you're listening to us on. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. Bang that notification bell so you get notified every time you see a new video come out. And give us a comment. If you made it to this point in the video, go ahead and comment merch on the video. Give us a little comment. Say merch at the bottom. By the way, if you guys haven't already copped you some merch, we have some new hoodies that we just put out on the store. We'll go ahead and put the link in the bio for the comment section, and go ahead and cop you some merch. If you're a Dame Lillard fan, we got the perfect thing for you. Go ahead and cop that merch, y'all. All right, we out.